Macmillan Audio presents Midnight Sins by Laura Lee. Read for you by Claire Claremont. Chapter 1. Cambria at 13. It would have been amusing if it hadn't had the potential to be so dangerous. Jamie Flanagan Kramer watched as her younger sister Cammy sneaked another shy look at Rafer Callahan, one of Corbin County's three bad boys and the man Jamie's deceased husband had claimed as a blood brother. He was also the man she was sleeping with, but that wasn't as important as the fact that he was her best friend. And he knew, just as well as she did, that sleeping with him was her attempt to stay close to the husband who was forever gone. He had been Ty's best friend, his blood brother, and the only man she knew who even came close to her soulmate. She turned her gaze away from Cammy and Rafe and let it sweep over the crowd attending the Saturday night social. Jamie loved the name of the county's weekly street party and dance that had become a tradition of almost required attendance. The mayor and city officials pushed the weekend socials the way some towns pushed voting, sports arenas, and political agendas, wholeheartedly. Corbin County and its seat, Sweet Rock, promoted their drug awareness and children first agenda with the same passion and strength. They had adopted the slogan more than a generation before and made certain everyone knew they meant it. Friday after school, the community center opened and any child enrolled.